A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Down the block, Andrew Johnson. Inside for Elba. Elba will score! Elba will score! Newcastle has won!
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. Two cracking games coming your way today. First game at 5:40, the Melbourne Storm and the Canberra Raiders. We dropped our preview for that one a little bit earlier today. And now we've got the late game, the Cronulla Sharks and the North Queensland Cowboys, which we'll get stuck into now. Just a reminder, we dropped a podcast earlier today about the four coaches that are coaching today, talking about how their paths have crossed over the last 40 years. Really interesting one for you Rugby League nerds. We've also got Rugby League Guru merchandise dropping tomorrow at 8 p.m. Sunday night, 8 p.m. on the Rugby League Guru website there, www.rugbyleagueguru.com.au. You can grab your hats or T-shirts there if you would like those. But let's get stuck into today's game. What matters? The late game, the Cronulla Sharks and the North Queensland Cowboys. Both teams have had incredible seasons. Both sides have obviously brought halfbacks in the offseason that have made a huge difference. Nicho Hynes arriving at the Cronulla Sharks, and I think there's a really good chance that he could win a Dally M medal in about 3 weeks' time. On the other side of the park, you got Chad Townsend. What a signing he has been. I remember when he signed with the Warriors last year, I did this whole podcast about how he's going to make all these changes for the Warriors. Premiership-winning halfbacks are so rare. He went over there, he went like a buster, and I'll be honest with you, even I lost a bit of faith in Chad Townsend. I sort of thought, fuck, all you guys were right. I didn't really think he'd have a huge impact on the Cowboys, to be perfectly honest with you. What he's done there has been unbelievable. And if you're a halfback right now, your stocks have never been higher. Incredible stuff. The Sharkies with a record of 18-6 this season. Incredible stuff. Scoring 573 points and only allowing 364 points. Pretty damn impressive. These two sides, the Cowboys, their defense, incredibly close. The Sharkies, they've conceded only 3 points more than the North Queensland Cowboys all season, but they have scored about 60 more points than the Sharkies. So, interesting matchup tonight, 2-3. So good to see both these clubs in the position that they are in. I have a look at the Sharks, and I think a lot of people are writing the Sharkies off because of their soft draw coming into finals. And to be fair, they didn't really bury any of those teams massively. Obviously beat the Newcastle Knights last week. It was pretty close throughout the whole game. Then they got away at the end. The game against the Canterbury Bulldogs, I'm pretty sure it was in pretty poor conditions there. But still only 16-0. Great to not concede any points. But didn't really put them to the sword. The week before, they gave it to the Manly Seagulls, who had just fallen to pieces. Week before that, gave it to the Tigers, 36-12. You can see a pattern here. Tigers, Manly, Bulldogs, Newcastle. The week before the Tigers game, they had the Dragons. So, I mean, they haven't really had the opportunity to flex their muscles over the last month or so to play any really quality sides. Before that, though, it should be noted, they beat the Rabbitohs 21-20, one of the top teams in this competition. The week before that, they lost to the Penrith Panthers 20-10 and were right in this game up until about the 60th minute. So they showed that they can go with the Penrith Panthers. They beat the Bunnies. The week before that, they went to North Queensland and they beat this team 26-12. The week before that, they invited the Melbourne Storm to Shark Park and beat them 28-6. So as much as over the last few weeks, they haven't beaten any of the top sides because they haven't played them, the 3 or 4 weeks before that, they really showed what what they're about, the Cronulla Sharks. So personally, I think they're flying under the radar coming into finals footy. We've had other games this year. They obviously beat the Parramatta Eels earlier in the season, but they have fallen to a fair whack of top eight sides as well. But I think the form of winning six games in a row, and I think it's nine of their last 11 or something crazy like that coming into this season, to be honest with you, it reminds me a little bit of 2016. They went on this run late. No one really noticed them. Everyone was focusing on the Melbourne Storm or Sydney or whoever else was at the top. The Sharkies really weren't getting the attention that they should have been getting because I think people were a little bit, weren't convinced they had enough champions in their team to deliver a premiership. They managed to get the job done there. They had an array of young guys and experienced guys. And you look at the Sharks now, it's very similar. Their depth is unbelievable. They can cover injuries. They've got a strong forward pack. They've got these figures like Nicho Hynes, who could potentially win a Dalian medal over the next few weeks. Got a guy like Dal Finucane who can come straight out of the Melbourne Storm system. He sets the standards in this team. Along with Cam McInnes, those two guys, it's what's big for me. They've got a lot of leadership. They've got Wade Graham, Dal Finucane, and Cam McInnes. I said this since the preseason. They're three guys that have been first-choice captains at other NRL clubs shoved into this forward pack. Britt Nakora, he's hit his career-best form over the last few weeks. Matty Moylan, he's been playing great footy this season. There's a lot going on here for the Sharkies, and I think they're flying under the radar a little bit. Let's have a look at the North Queensland Cowboys, though. What a season for them to achieve what they've achieved. I thought a good season for them might have been 12th or 13th. They finished third overall. Just crazy. An interesting run into the finals for them, obviously. Knocked over the Penrith Panthers reserve grade side, 38-8. Not much to read into that one. The week before that, the Bunnies beat the Cowboys. I thought the Bunnies played pretty awful that week, but the Cowboys were just worse. So once again, not much to read into that. They gave it to the Warriors the week before. The week before that, played the Roosters at the SCG. Obviously, that was the week of Paul Green's passing, so a bit hard to get a read on that one as well. But when you have a look through this team, I mean, like, they've beaten other sides over the last few weeks, but the last time they beat a top eight side outside of the Panthers who were missing players was a fair whack ago. It's been a while. Was the last time they beat a top eight side was the Melbourne Storm all the way back in round 11. Are they getting a bit shaky? I don't know. I wouldn't go that far. I still think they put in a good performance, and defense can take you so far in this competition, which it will this afternoon again, or it's tonight, but I have got the Sharkies winning this one. Let's have a look through the team list for both sides. For the Cronulla Sharks, Will Kennedy at fullback, Connor Tracy on one wing, Mulitalo on the other side, Jesse Ramien and Sifatalakai in the centres. Still a bit of mystery around Sifatalakai, well, whether he will play or not. I believe he will. That's what I am hearing, and I think he's going to be really important to them tonight. Matty Moylan in the six, Nicho Hynes in the seven. Toby Rudolph returns a huge in for the Cronulla Sharks. Toby Rudolph, massive. He partners Royce the Choice Hunt up front. Blake Brayley wears the nine. On the edges, Britt Nakora and Wade Graham, and Dal Finucane in jersey 13. The bench, Teague Wilton, Cam McInnes, Hamlin Uele, Andrew Fifita. What a bench. Unbelievable. They have got Lachie Miller sitting on the extended bench in jersey 18. If you do see Sifatalakai come out, he would come into the side somewhere, and they'd probably move things around a little bit, but he would be the guy that would come into this side. They'd probably move Connor Tracy to center and play Lachie Miller out on the sting. You've also got Aiden Tolman on the extended as well. Let's have a look at the North Queensland Cowboys. Scotty Drinkbloke, he's been an absolute superstar this year at fullback. Kyle Felt on one wing. Maro Taulagi, he's had a cracking season as well on the other side. The centres, Peter Hiku and Valentine Holmes. Tommy Dearden with one nut returns at 5'8". Obviously played last week. Courageous stuff there. Chatty Townsend in the seven. Jordan McLean and Ruben Cotter, our boy, start up front. Reece Robson in the nine. In the back row, Luciana Leilua and Jeremiah Nanai, two real X factors in the back row. Two guys that can turn this game on its head with a sneaky offload or just something that only these two can do, with the big fella Jason Taumalolo locking the scrum in the 13. Their bench, Hamiso, Tommy Gilbert, Cohen Hess and Griffin Neame. Still got JTB and Jake Granville on the extended, but I think they will run as named there. We know at Shark Park, it's always a little bit greasy. It's always a little bit sloppy. I always say it's like a black hole for good football. Everything all of a sudden is played through the center third. So it's going to be a big test for the Sharkies pack, which I love going up against this Cowboys side. They're going to have to really halt the momentum of one Ruben Cotter, but more importantly, Jason Taumalolo. He's going to be the key. If I was the Cowboys and Dearden and Chad, I'm sure they will, I'd be turning Luciano Leilua and Jeremiah Nanai under me quite often and sending them back sort of towards the guts and play from the middle there. I think that's the best way to play against the Sharkies, especially in these conditions. But this is where Dale Finucane and Cam McInnes, this is where these signings will pay for themselves, in my opinion. Come finals time, when you need a big defensive resolve, I think they will really stand up and set the standard tonight for the Sharkies. The halves, we already mentioned them, but a huge game for Nicho Hynes. The vast majority of the kicking will go through him. But Chad Townsend, if the Cowboys can just have a high completion rate, I think he can really keep them in this game and potentially win it for them. The Sharkies, they have dropped a lot of ball recently, but they are also a team that throws the ball around a lot. They take risks in their game. They, you know, you look back, we spoke about it this week with Kempe, the 2018 Roosters, they won the comp with a pretty low completion rate because they took risks. The Sharkies, they're a similar sort of side. They've got points everywhere, and they will back themselves to move the ball around. I'll go through my same game multi for this one. I've got the Sharks winning in this one 1-12. I think the Cowboys, their defense is sensational. It is going to be at Shark Park, a little bit greasy and everything, so I think it'll be a close game. Sharks 1-12. The overs unders is set at 43.5. I will be taking the unders 43.5. I think it'll just sneak in, but I do think it'll be very close. I can sort of see a 20-16, 20-18 sort of scoreline here in this one in the Sharkies' favor. Hopefully Nicho Hynes has his goal kicking boots, because they're going to desperately need it tonight. I think goal kicks are going to be very important. You know, Val Holmes, he's going to hit the vast majority of hims. Bit of pressure on Nicho Hynes there. Now, my anytime try scorer, there's a bit of value in my anytime try scorer, and I know a lot of people will be off this one, but I'm going to take Sifa Talakai. You can get him at about $2.70 to score tonight. I know it's easy to say, oh, I'm just going to take Talakai as anytime try scorer, you know, because he's got the big highlights and everything, but I really like his matchup tonight. You look at Peter Hiku, he has sort of struggled defensively throughout the season. He's had games where if you get him one-on-one, he can really pull his pants down there. I said it earlier in the week, I would be keeping Wade Graham on the bench. I'd be playing Teague Wilton in the back row. That line that he runs, it can just open up so much space for the men outside him. Sometimes I feel like Wade Graham does a little bit too much with the ball and tries to put Talakai into a hole or into space, whereas you just need to get Talakai early ball, and I think he can really terrorise Peter Hiku in this game. So, Sifa Talakai, the under 43.5, Cronulla Sharks 1-12 at $12.25. I haven't thrown it in there, but if I was to look for a North Queensland Cowboys try scorer, I would go in the direction of Jeremiah Nanai. He will be very short for a back rower, and it's, you know, he scores tries off kicks and does all this stuff. But I think Chad Townsend, he's played with these Sharkies boys before. He will know who to target. It is Matty Moylan. You look at Matt Moylan in all of his games this season against top eight teams, he's averaged 5 missed tackles across all those games. So the best teams in the comp, they know how to isolate spot defenders, and they've done it to Matt Moylan all season. And I think you'll find that Chaddyshausen, he'll be trying to get Jeremiah Nanai up against him pretty consistently. So I would take Nanai for an anytime try scorer if I wanted one of those. He is short for a back rower, but I really, really like his matchup. Just going to get up what he's actually at there. I would say it'd be at about $2.30 or so. I think he'd be pretty damn cheap. Oh, $2.85. That's not bad. I wouldn't mind chucking Nanai in there. If you chuck Nanai into our same game multi, it comes out to $40.55. I might actually have a little Michelle Pfeiffer on that one as well. Sifa Talakai and Jeremiah Nanai, anytime try scorers, under 43.5. Cronulla Sharks, 1-12, $40.50. Guys, we did a coach's clipboard for this game a little bit earlier in the week, going into a bit more details on the points that we've spoken about so far in the podcast. So I will attach the end of that to this potty. You can have a listen to that if you would like, if you didn't already catch it this week, or if you would like to sit back and have a listen to some real in-depth stuff, X's and O's, about these two sides. G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. We're going to do our coaches clipboard episode for the Saturday late game, the Cronulla Sharks and North Queensland Cowboys. Really, really looking forward to this one. I probably found this one the most difficult, to be honest with you, because I think these two sides are so evenly balanced. There are a couple of spot defenders which I've picked out that I would be targeting from both sides, and then some more generic sort of things that I think will be a big focus for both coaches. Just a reminder, guys, that if you would like to buy some of the Guru merchandise that's been floating around the Instagram page over the last 2 or 3 days, they will be available on Sunday night. a limited drop there, so you'll have to be quick to it. 8 p.m. Sunday night, they'll be dropping. Let's get stuck into Coach's Clipboard, by the way. If you want to have a listen to the previous Coach's Clipboard, we had the Parramatta Eels and the Penrith Panthers. They, of course, will be playing later tonight. We dropped that Coach's Clipboard 2 days ago, so you can go and have a listen to that. And then yesterday, we had the 5:30 game, the Canberra Raiders and the Melbourne Storm, the 5:30 Saturday game, where we went through our Coach's Clipboard there for both coaches. Let's get stuck into this one, and let's kick off with the rookie coach, Craig Fitzgibbon. What a season it's been for the Sharkies. Second overall on the ladder at the end of the regular season. I personally think people are really undervaluing how good of a footy side the Sharkies are. I think they will get a win in this one. I think that they've had a pretty easy draw coming into finals, but at the end of the day, they can only play whichever team is put in front of them. They've won, I think it's 9 in a row now coming into finals, so on a really good run. Soft run, I understand that, but you look at the start of that soft run, they lost to the Penny Panthers by a very narrow margin. Outside of that, I think they beat South Sydney, they beat the Cowboys, a couple of big scalps there. So the Cronulla Sharks, I am probably more excited about them than most, and I think they're going to give this competition a real shake. Let's get into their coach's clipboard. Now, the first one I've got here is forced defensive decisions. I've got a picture of Jeremiah Nanai. Now, Nanai, he has been an absolute revelation this year in the NRL. He's been doing things that we've never really seen anyone do before, scoring tries for fun. Defensively, though, we did point out at the start of the season that it was an issue. Got caught out a couple of times in Origin 1 and Origin 2, but Origin 3, I thought he was one of the best on ground. Since that early part of the season where he struggled defensively, he has really improved. There's no doubt about that. But I still think you can catch this guy out. He's one guy that I'd be forcing in to make defensive decisions. I wouldn't say he's a terrible tackler, but defending-wise, when you actually have to make decisions and you've got different shapes coming at you, I think that's where you can catch Nanai out. So I'd be throwing a bit at him. I'll read this one to you. Nanai has had an unbelievable season and has improved his defense as the season has gone on. But I still believe the Sharks can produce points around Nanai. I'd be playing Wilton for big minutes on that edge. He runs some of the best lead lines in the NRL. He could force a poor decision out of Nanai. Yeah, for me, I love Wade Graham. I think he's a champion player, but I would be bringing Tyke Wilton into the starting side. I would be starting him on that edge. I just think that Wade Graham's probably a yard too slow now to be playing 80 minutes out on that edge, even 60 minutes. I'd be happy if you want to start with Wade Graham, but I think the vast majority of the minutes on that edge, I would be going with Tyke Wilton personally. I think when you have a look at when that left edge has been on absolute fire, it's been when Wilton's there. He runs one of the best lead lines in the NRL, and I think he could really isolate Nanai and force him into making some poor decisions there, just making him bite in on Wilton and whatnot, which will create space for others. So that would be my move there. Harsh on Wade Graham, and I know a lot of people won't like that, but I just think you can use him in other spots a little bit better, maybe through the middle as a bit of a 13. Wilton, for me, I think he's just electric on that left edge, and he's great for all the guys around him. Now, next one, and it's sort of around that left edge for the Sharkies once again. Obviously, Sivatalakai had that huge game against the Manly Seagulls 10, 12 odd weeks ago, a long time ago now, has scored one try since then, and I know people have been pretty critical of Siffer in that period. Obviously, went to the Origin Arena, didn't have his greatest game, but I think you need to remember that in the NRL this year, he's a centre. He's averaging 170 run metres per game, so he might not be scoring tries, but he's playing bloody well, and he's being bloody damaging. And I think he's going to be key. I would be trying to get Hiku one-on-one with Sivatalakai. I'll read it to you now. Talakai might not be scoring many tries at the moment, but he's averaging 170-odd run metres per game. If the Sharks get him one-on-one with Hiku, there will be opportunities down this edge. Hiku averages around 3 missed tackles per game this year. Talakai could lift this with early ball. For me, this is why I also prefer Wilton on that edge. I think Wade Graham, he's got a great skill set, but sometimes he tries to do a little bit too much with Talakai, takes him a little bit too close to the line. For me, you saw it in the early parts of the years, you just need to get Talakai early ball, give him 5 and 6 metres to work with on a Peter Hiku, and he will get past him, I promise you. Peter Hiku, he has had games this year where he's really struggled defensively, especially against some of the better sides. He was fantastic last week, I thought, but that wasn't a full-strength Penrith Panthers side. Left edge for the Cronulla Sharks with Sifa Talakai. If he can get early ball, I think he can pull Peter Hicku's pants down here a little bit and score some points, produce some points. If nothing else, really gain some good momentum down that edge. Then you can shift it back out to the right to find Nicho Hynes, the superstar, out on the right edge. So for me, early ball to Sifatalakai, get him one-on-one with Peter Hicku. And this is where Wilton becomes so important. The great line that he runs, it'll shrink in your entire sliding defense back into the middle. And then all of a sudden, you'll be able to find Sifatalakai with some space and one-on-one with Peter Hicku. Let's move to our next one. And the title is just Taumalolo and Cotter. Shark Park is arguably the most important ground to win the middle at. It's always a grind there. If the Sharks can get over the top of Cotter and Taumalolo, they'll find themselves 1 win away from a grand final. Stopping offloads and quick play the balls will be key. You don't want Robson and Drinky playing on the front foot. Yeah, so these two, they're the two best forwards by far and away. Taumalolo's been the best meters guy in rugby league for a very, very long time. To make it even more dangerous, he's now added a bit of ball playing to his game, which has been lethal this season for the North Queensland Cowboys. When he's going forward, though, which will be the vast majority of the time, you need to stop his momentum. If he's going for 10 and 12 post-contact, you'll find yourself in trouble very quickly. You also need to slow his play the ball down. Similar to what we spoke about with Brandon Smith, you need to try and turn him to his side, get him on his back, all those things to slow down the play the ball, because if he does get a quick play the ball, Reece Robson, Scott Drinkwater, they'll be going through the middle, they'll be darting all over the place, and then all of a sudden you've allowed the Cowboys to play cowboy footy. Offloads are the same. Reuben Cotter and Taumalolo, they've both got a fantastic offload in their game, and if they do, once again, Reece Robson, Scott Drinkwater, they're playing on the front foot. This is how the Cowboys love to play. The hooker and the fullback, they love to push up together, and there will be opportunities created there. Shark Park, you tend to the footy tends to be a little bit more greasy, the deck tends to be a little bit more dewy there, especially a Saturday night game there. It's going to be played through the middle, so these guys are going to be key. I think the Cronulla Sharks, they've got a fantastic forward pack. I think they've got one of the most underrated packs in the competition. This is where your Dale Finucane, your Cam McInnes, showing that solid defense through the middle and setting that attitude for defense in the middle are going to be so important. So big test, stopping Taumalolo and Reuben Cotter, but I have no doubt whatsoever, Craig Fitzgibbon being the sort of forward he was, he will understand how important it is to stop these guys, and he will challenge his forward pack to keep these guys under X amount of meters, keep them under X amount of offloads, X amount of post-contact meters. I have no doubt about it. And if they do this, personally, I think the Sharkies win. If they can control these two forwards, I don't think the Cowboys will be able to play their normal footy off the back of it, and I think the Sharkies will win that one. It'll be a huge test for Craig Fitzgibbon and his Cronulla Sharks. All right, let's jump over the other side of the fence. Toddy Payton, Big Rodney. He's had a great season, obviously, probably coach of the year as it stands right now. I had this team coming dead last by a fair distance, to be perfectly honest with you. So for them to be sitting in third place and being 2 wins away from a potential grand final appearance, unbelievable stuff. It's been a great season. He's nailed just about everything he's done this year, Toddy, and hopefully he can keep it going come finals time. Would have been ideal for them to land a home final for this game, and if they were playing in North Queensland, I'd probably lean to towards them, to be perfectly honest with you. But the Sharkies at home, I think it is a different beast. If the Cowboys are to win, though, there's a couple of things that I think can lead them that way. And one of them is isolating Matty Moylan. He's had a great season, Matt Moylan. There is no doubt about that. It's probably been his best season since he left the Panthers, essentially. But defensively, there are still issues there. I will read you out what I've got for Matty Moylan here. Moyser has had a great season for the Sharks, but he's probably the weakest link in their defensive unit. Against top eight teams this year, he has missed on average 5 tackles per game. Chad will be looking to get Nanai one-on-one with Moylan. And this is where experienced halves and ball players are worth an absolute fortune. You saw it last week. The Sydney Roosters went into their game against the South Sydney Rabbitohs with a simple plan to isolate Lachie Ilias. I have no doubt whatsoever that Chad Townsend, he will be coming into this game with a very similar game plan to isolate Matt Moylan and to get Jeremiah Nanai on him as much as he can. If I was Chad, I would also be shifting Taumalolo out there occasionally and just sending him at Moylan as well. You can get missed tackles out of Moyser. There's no doubt about that whatsoever. And I think you can see in those numbers there over the entire season, I think Moyser averages about 3 missed tackles per game. But against top eight teams, the good sides that know what they're doing, he averages about 5 missed tackles. So there's no doubt whatsoever that Moyser, like he does every other week, he will have a target on his back. You obviously want to get Nicho Hynes to get through a heap of work as well. You send plenty of traffic his way. But Moylan's a spot where you can produce points out of there with a guy like Nana and some of the lines he's been running off off Chad Townsend over the last couple of weeks. I think it's lethal. I think you can also change up your shape there a little bit, running, you know, your Peter Hicko at him as well. You want to really test Moisa, force him. And, you know, he might miss five tackles. You might force him to make 30. So it might not be a shocking defensive game at the end of the day. But if you can just get those one or two opportunities, that's all you need in finals footy. So Moylan, he's the guy that I would be targeting if I was the North Queensland Cowboys, and I have no doubt whatsoever. Chad Townsend, he's played with Moisa. He knows his game, probably knows where his weaknesses are, which shoulder to go at and whatnot. So he'd be giving Nanai some very strict instructions on how to target the great Matt Moylan. All right, our next one. We mentioned Matty Moylan, obviously. Nicho Hynes. Now, he does the vast majority of their kicking. You will see Blake Brayley. You'll see Matty Moylan chime in occasionally here, but probably 80, 85% of the kicking will be done by Nicho Hynes. So kick pressure has to be absolutely top shelf. We are playing at Shark Park, so it's going to be played through the middle, as we've said. Kicking game always incredibly important at Shark Park. Normally, the best kicking game will sort of win these games. So for me, your kick pressure on Nicho Hynes has to be top shelf. There has to be a huge emphasis on it for your markers and all of your North Queensland Cowboys players throughout the entire game. I'll read it to you now. As we all know, Hynes will do 80% of the Sharks kicking on Saturday night. Moylan and Brayley will chime in here and there, but the kicking game will revolve around Hynes. He needs to be feeling the pressure on every single kick. Make him uncomfortable. The best kicking game at Shark Park usually wins. Games that are played at grounds like this, that are played through the middle where it's a little bit dewy and field position is really important. This is where you need to win your kicking game. I am so confident that the best kicking game wins this one. Nicho Hynes versus Chad Townsend. You'll see Tommy Dearden and Drinkwater chime in a little bit more for the Cowboys than what the other boys will at the Sharkies. So it all comes down to Nicho Hynes, and he has to be under pressure every single kick. You have to be making him feel uncomfortable. All right, our next one, and a little bit more of a basic one here for Todd Payton, but I think it's going to be super important. Complete our sets. Very, very basic. The Sharkies over the last few weeks, now I've said that they've obviously played against lower teams, and I think the Sharks are one of those teams that they'll play to whoever they're playing. So if they're playing a top shelf team, they'll lift themselves to that level. If they're playing a bottom team, they tend to throw the ball around, ball hitting the ground, knock ons, all this sort of bullshit. They tend to play to whoever they're playing. It's always sort of been this way for the Sharkies for a very long time. But there's no doubt whatsoever, the last few weeks, the biggest disappointment has been their completion rate. I think last week they completed about 64%. We spoke about it on Bloke in a Bar. They make the most errors in this competition. Now, do they make the most errors because they're the least skillful or whatever? No, they make a lot of errors because they throw the ball around and they really...
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Test teams on their edges. Me, myself and Kempe and Timmy were talking on Monday about this, that when the Roosters won in 2018, they actually had the lowest completion rate of the competition, the most errors, because they threw the ball around and they took risks. And that's who the Sharkies are. But if you're coming up against them and they are having a bit of an off night, which they have for the last few weeks, your completion rate is going to be incredibly important. And I personally believe that if the Cowboys can hold the ball and complete it 80%, which is a very high click, hard to do, but if they can and they can just keep it simple at Shark Park and play through the middle, I think Chad Townsend, he can put them in the perfect spot to win this game, the perfect spots to win this game. I'll read you what I've got here. Complete our sets. The main thing the Sharks have really struggled with is their completion rate. If the Cowboys completed a high click and moved the Sharks' big pack around, along with forcing them to get through plenty of defense, Chad will be in control and the Cows will go a long way to winning this one. Yeah, halfback, so important this year. We've spoken about it all season. Chad Townsend has been one of the buys of the year. And if the Cowboys can just hold the ball, get through their sets, control the middle, let the Sharkies take risks. Cowboys, they've had one of the best defensive units the entire season. If they can back themselves in this game, let the Sharks throw the ball around, let them make their mistakes while they're taking risks, and just build that ball possession. They just need to have more ball than the Cronulla Sharks. Hold on to it. Let Chad Townsend kick them into corners, turn the Sharkies' big pack around, make them do a heap more work than what they're willing to do. And I think that'll take the Cronulla Sheezers, the North Queensland Cowboys, a very long way in this one. That's our coach's clip forward for the great Toddy Payton, Big Rodney up there in North Queensland, coming down to Shark Park with Chad Towns and his main man taking on his previous club, who he won a comp with only a couple of years ago. You've already seen all the media outlets jumping on the reasons why Chad left the Cronulla Sharks about politics and all this sort of stuff. Of course, that was going to come out this week when they're playing for the easy road to a prelim final. It's going to be an unreal build-up. Really looking forward to this one. I think it's probably the most underrated game of the weekend. Two really evenly matched sides. I'm going with the Cronulla Sharks. I think they win because they are at home, but I can't possibly rule these North Queensland Cowboys out. If it was in North Queensland, I think it'd be a completely different story. But I'm going to take the Sharks to win this one by about 4 points. I think it'll be a tight, low-scoring affair, and I think Nicho Hynes, he will be the star of the show, as he usually is. If Talakai can get one-on-one with Peter Hicko, though, I can see him running for 200 plus metres. So a huge game coming up on Saturday night. If you'd like to listen back to the coaches' clipboards from the last few days, the first two games of the weekend, including tonight's game between the Penrith Panthers and the Parramatta Eels, you can go back through the podcast over the last few days and listen to those. We will have the South Sydney Rabbitohs and the Sydney Roosters coaches' clipboard coming a little bit later this afternoon for your commute home. So stay tuned for that one, because there is going to be fireworks galore and plenty of opportunities for both teams in that game. I'm really looking forward to putting together that coaches' clipboard, because the Roosters really showed their hand last week with their game plan. It'll be interesting to see how the Rabbitohs take that in and change it. And then the Roosters, their game's obviously changed as well, with now Joey Manu being out. That changes their shape completely, and in my opinion, makes it a little bit easier for the Rabbitohs to defend as well. So we'll talk all about that this afternoon. So stay tuned for the Rabbitohs and Roosters coaches clipboard. Merchandise, Rugby League Guru merchandise for 2022, dropping on Sunday night, 8 p.m. Stay tuned for details. If you'd like more details, send me a message. Any questions like that? Plenty more details coming on that one over the next few days. Cheers, legends.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.